Thank you for calling Penguin Book Buyers. How can I help?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Martin Thompson. I was trying to get with you guys on the chat line on my computer. I'm having some problems. Anyway, I'm interested in having a book published. I just got finished writing it. And it's a book that's related to the military, and I noticed that you guys do a lot of that or do you with a company called Case. Let's see, what's it called? There's a book company called...
we do have a lot of imprints that deal with military books and, you know, government-related political books as well. So that's not an issue. However, we need to understand if the book is absolutely ready. I mean, the cover design, the manuscript and everything. Or would you be requiring assistance in the realm of the designing and the editing of the book?
Yes.
What do you think?
Editing.
Mm-hmm.
I need it edited and designing the cover. Actually, I have something in mind as far as the cover design myself, but I would need an illustrator to do that.
No, that's perfect. If you have an idea, what we usually do is we facilitate our clients with a team that is based on your requirements. For example, if you need some editing and designing for your book, you would be assigning a 2 to 3 individuals team that will be having an illustrator and an editor on board, and you would be able to meet with them on a weekly basis to see the concept that you have, share with them, and see what they can bring on the table for you. So that's kind of how we work in terms of the collaboration with our clients. And once you're done with the cover design and the manuscript is approved from your side and the editor side, we will go towards the publishing route.
Okay. All right, so now how do I go about trying to get this started? I guess I got to send you guys a copy of my manuscript first.
That is correct. Okay. If you're not able to start the live chat, you're having trouble over there? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
You say, how about you give me your email address and I'll send you a quick email. You can reply back to it with your manuscript and your contact details. And, I think that would be that's all required right now.
Okay, let me know when you're ready to copy my email address.
1 second.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm ready to take it. Please go ahead.
Okay. It's Martin, Martin, 202, at Comcast.net.
So it's Martin202 at Comcast.net. That's the one?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Martin.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm just going to drop you a quick email. It should be from info@penguinbookwriters.com. Just check your spam and, trash as well, just in case. And reply back to it with your manuscript, with your full name, and your contact details.
Okay. Now,
okay.
One last question. I'm not really savvy at a lot of this technical stuff. If I was to just send y'all I've got this thing printed out already. I can make copies and put it in the mail and send it to you guys. You guys accept manuscripts that way?
That is certainly doable. Obviously, we accept mail manuscripts as well. However, there's just one more thing. If you send us the manuscript in a printed form, it is rather difficult for the editors to kind of like review it and make changes, because then they have to copy type the whole idea into a Word document and make the adjustments, because nowadays, you know, everything digital, right? Technology. So when we go to a publisher and we publish a book, they require for a PDF document, a proper one, which has everything down laid up properly. Because if you just scan the copy that you have, in front of you as a printed version, it has some formatting errors and typos and everything of that sort. So if you do have the Word document, that would be highly preferable. If not, if you don't actually have the possibility to send us the Word document, then you could mail us the copy, but then you would be actually incurring an extra fee for a copywriter to type it all down into Word document, and they'll take it forward from there.
Okay. Well, even if I had to do that, that wouldn't be too bad if I had to incur that fee to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. I'll be looking for your email, and then I will take it from there.
Okay, perfect. So I'll coordinate with you, and I'll ask my team members to coordinate with you with the email to provide you all the necessary information. And just to get an idea, how soon are you trying to get published?
I'd like to be published by the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think the manuscript requires a thorough edit, or you think it's almost ready? What do you think?
I don't think it requires a thorough. I have some grammar, probably some grammar mistakes, and maybe.
Well, that's quite evident. I mean, nobody could be perfect in terms of the grammatical errors of the manuscript, because being as a writer, what usually we do is we tend to overlook the small things, that are grammar, typos, repetitions. And we just get the job done. So I kind of understand where you're coming at. And rest assured, we have proper proofreaders, editors, and formatters that take care of the manuscript review in a step-by-step manner. First, it goes through the editor for a review, like to see how it stands out, what are the unique elements, and, you know, the particulars of the script, to identify the right target audience and identify which market is going to be the most appropriate for this kind of manuscript. So they would make recommendations based on that. And then once you agree to the recommendations, it will move towards the publishing team, and they would be taking care of the formatting, and then you would get published quite soon. It's good that you're aiming for the year end, but I believe it would not take more than a month's time to get your book published. So if you have any constraints in regards to the publication, like if you want to get it out there for Christmas, for Cyber Monday, whatever it is, you can specify that, because it wouldn't take more than a month. So it's entirely up to you.
Okay. All right, great. And, okay, I'm trying to get into my emails now so I can see that. But this is not a work of fiction. This is a work of fact.
You told me about it. It's a military story based on true life events, right?
Right.
I understood that. So it's not just about being it's a fictional story. You know how, you know, we have editors that have been helping community for about 25, 30 years. So they have a different outlook on the books. A lot of books come through our doors, and they're able to verify which one has a very good potential, which one has. Like, if you tell a story, each person tells a story differently. So they would be able to identify if what you have written is actually in a very understandable manner, if it's being directed in the right manner, if it's going in the right direction. So they would be able to give you some feedback based on that. And if there's any alterations required to it, they would correspond with you. They would not just take your words and change it. They would correspond with you what they think. And once you give them the go-ahead, only then they would be working with you on the changes. So that's the thing. Because obviously this is your property, this is your ownership, and we cannot actually go ahead and alter anything in there without your approval. So that is how we work.
Great. Okay. All right.
Right.
I'm looking at the email now. It says Dolan's Books.
No, I'm actually sending it to right now.
Oh, okay. Then it must be your guys. Okay.
And one more thing. Because of the fact that we have a very diverse, we're in a very diverse industry, we have different tiers of editors that correspond with different books. Particularly if you talk about our differentiation, we have three categories of editors that review books. One is your normal, all of our editors are very qualified through a very credible process, so you can rest assured about the quality and the correspondence. However, there is a difference in the outlook based on the experience of the editors. So is there any budget you have in mind for this process? Because if you have, the appropriate editor would be aligned to you based on your budget.
Well, I mean, I'm not rich.
Nobody is rich, you know. If you're getting your first book out there, I understand you might have not an accurate idea, but still, if you do, based on the categories that we have, I would be able to align the appropriate person to your profile without breaking your wallet, obviously. So rest assured.
Okay. All right. I was told, I'm not sure, that there's some companies that what they do is they get a percentage of, of the book sales. Is that how you guys work, or is everything has to be paid in
Let me inform you about the process. So you're right, that does happen. But usually we have a practice here that we have been following for a long time now. A lot of times people might not understand how much potential their book have. And what they do is they get it published and they give about 70% royalty to the company itself. That would be us. And let's suppose in the future you are earning a decent amount, you're selling a good amount of books from your end. So what happens is you're at loss and the company feels like they're actually ripping you off of your efforts because it was your story to begin with. So there have been conflicts with authors and publishers in those regards a lot of times. So what we do is we basically give you the 70% royalty, and the 30% is charged not by us, but the platforms we're going to be publishing you on, which is particularly with us and three other platforms, because we have a good relationship with them, so they allow us to publish more books with them as well. So for platforms, you get 70% royalty, and the only downside is you're incurring an upfront cost for the whole service. For example, for assisting you with the designing, the illustrations, the formatting, the editing, and the publishing. Combined cost would be you would be incurring as an upfront fee, and then you're all sorted. You just have to get your book published, and you're good to go. Any book that sells on any platform particularly, you would be getting the royalty in your bank account you would be providing. So that's how it all works out.
Okay. Good. Okay. Now that's fine. That's the same thing, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a bit different because usually if you go with a traditional publisher, they take 70%, you get 30%, and there's no cost. But with this model, you're incurring an initial cost, like an investment, but you're actually getting a 70% ownership of the book. You have the complete ownership, it's just that you get 70% of the finances.
Right. And that's with you guys. You do the 70-30.
That is correct.
Position.
Us
okay.
and the other three platforms we're going to have you published on, they all go 70-30. Particularly on Amazon, for the physical copy that we're going to sell, it's going to be 75% royalty for you.
Uh-huh.
That's the only difference.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
I've sent you an email. Let me know if you have received it.
Let me see. It says manuscript required.
That is correct.
Kindly share your manuscript with us, Penguin Book Writers. But I don't I don't see any forwarding information where to send it to anything.
Oh, you're talking about the mailing. Okay, I'm really sorry. I totally forgot about it. I thought you were sending it to the email. My apologies. I'm gonna share the information with you. Just give me a quick second here.
Okay.
For the time being, just reply back to the email with the details and just type in a mailing address required for sending the manuscript. Just reply back to it with the details.
Okay, great.
Okay. And also, like I said, for the whole process, like I said, it's not going to take a month's time. But if you do intend to timely schedule your release, because a lot of people, for example, if you're saying your book is about real life events, I think it's going to do well right around Christmas time, like pre-Christmas release. So let's say first, second week of December, I think it would be a good time to do a release. But then again, this is my perspective. You can definitely share yours, and I will put a note on there so we can actually move towards the publishing accordingly. So please share your mindset.
Will do. Okay, no problem.
Okay. And the rest of the correspondence will be done through emails. Is there any question that you feel like you want to ask right now? I'll be able to answer that accordingly.
No. You've been real helpful. That's good. I like what I hear so far.
Mm-hmm.
My only thing I'm trying to think is, can I get this manuscript that I have? I'm wondering if I could go to like an Office Depot or someplace like that and have them put it on
There are two things you could do. One is either you could mail the manuscript to us. Number two is that you could scan the whole document, go to any a store, ask them to scan the whole for you, and you could send that to us through email. Those are the two options that you currently have.
That's right. I could do that. They could scan it, couldn't they? Well,
they could.
Yeah, because I've got pictures that are also going to be included in this manuscript. But
then in that case, I think that should be the way to go, because those pictures, make sure they're very clear and scan properly so we can actually include them in the book as required, and we'll take care of everything accordingly.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right. I can do that.
Perfect. So I'll correspond with you with the emails. I'll send you all our details, whatever is required, and I'll even assign a specific person to your profile so you can actually coordinate with them in terms of your submissions, your email exchanges, and getting your project started.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Perfect.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. Please make sure to reply back to us with your details so we don't lose your contact, and we'll keep in touch. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Will do. Right.
Take good care of yourself, Martin. Have a lovely day.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Right.